Everyone has a right to a quality lawyer. That's what the Supreme Court said in 1963. But staggering caseloads for public defenders in New York and other cities have made it almost impossible to provide quality representation for people who can't afford lawyers on their own. New York just became the first state to pass a budget bill that will limit the number of cases any one court-appointed lawyer can handle. WNYC's Elsa Chang spent the day with a public defender in Brooklyn who's trying to manage a staggering workload.
A cup of coffee and one cigarette. That's all Christine Gao has before her day as a public defender begins. Today she's got a man who stiffed a cab driver, another with fake license plates, and a woman who threatened to beat up another woman interested in the same guy. When you follow Gao around for the day, the first thing you notice is how much she walks and walks and walks. There are courtrooms on the third floor, fifth floor, sixth and eighth floors of the New York City Criminal Court in Brooklyn.
It's running back and forth, and there are days where I sweat. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
And that's just when she's doing misdemeanors. Felonies are in the Supreme Court several blocks away. So on days with felonies and misdemeanors, this reed-thin woman is sprinting.
I think I've lost two pant sizes since I started this job.
Right now, she's defending about 100 people at the same time. And that's typical. The state courts say that no public defender should ever have more than 70 pending cases to do a decent job, but she and her colleagues are handling almost 50% more than that. The top judge in the state of New York says this is a travesty. A lot of people have known there's been a shortage of public defenders for the past 40 years.
Everyone pays lip service to it.
Jonathan Lipman is the chief judge of the New York Court of Appeals. He'll be one of the five judges approving the caseload standards that'll be phased in starting 2010.
Who's against a fair trial? Who's against indigent representation? The problem is, where are your priorities?
A lot of people standing in this Brooklyn courthouse don't look like anyone's priority. The hallway is swarming with defense lawyers and their clients, paired off in hurried, last-minute caucuses.
They're never going to offer something better, probably.
Some look like they've just met for the first time, minutes before appearing in front of the judge. And for many of these pairs, court appearances will be the only time they will ever meet. Inside the courtroom, some defendants are waiting for lawyers who never show up. Even Gao, who prides herself on remaining close to her clients, has trouble recognizing some of them.
How are you? Mr.
Jackson. Yes.
Gao often sees 20 clients in a single day, so efficiency is key. But even some easy cases don't get squared away all that quickly, like this client, who's facing charges for making threatening phone calls.
You know, what they had offered you was you won't have a criminal record. It's a one-day anger management class that you do have to pay for, and then to stay away from her for 2 years.
2 years?
It's a two-year order of protection.
Why is it 2 years? They offered me 6 months back then. I went 6 months without bothering the girl.
The woman storms off and Gao looks really annoyed. She's got several more clients to go before the court breaks for lunch. If she can't get to all her cases in time, she may have to hand some of them off to her colleague, who's been assigned to catch all the cases the other lawyers need to drop for the day.
My name is Jeffrey Bloom. Today I'm assigned to the position of catcher or traffic.
By midday, the number of cases Bloom is catching can be staggering.
Usually between 50 and 75, but sometimes up to 100.
In one day?
In one day, yes. It's just very difficult. These are human beings, and it's an individual whose life, whose family, everything is affected by this case. And when we only have 45 seconds to talk to them and make decisions, it's very difficult.
When Gao gets back to the office, other work is just beginning. Legal research, motion writing, and answering voicemails.
You have four new messages.
Gao says she's proud of the work she does because she's protecting the rights of people so many have already written off. But she says every day is triage. You have to let some things go. She's better than many of her colleagues. She tries to call everyone back within 24 hours. But for some of her cases now, she knows she won't have the time to investigate fully, to find enough witnesses, or to make certain pretrial motions. And she's already skipping lunch most days and working nearly every weekend.
So last week, I had six cases on for trial, all in misdemeanor courts. And really, there's no way you can be absolutely ready on all of them. I ended up, I think, picking two cases that I was really ready and I wanted to do the trials. And the other four, I decided there's no way I can be ready. I'm going to have to go in there. And when the judge asks me if I'm ready for trial, I'll say, no, I'm sorry. It's just not possible.
One of her cases has been waiting to go to trial since 2006. The longer you wait, the harder it is to gather witnesses and evidence. But what she feels most guilty about are the times when her busy schedule pressures clients to plead guilty to minor infractions.
Sure, maybe in a perfect world, I could spend 15 hours investigating your marijuana possession case, and we could fight this and we could win this, but it's frankly going to take a year and a half of both of our time. They're offering you something much better. They're never going to believe you over a police officer anyway.
Rushed guilty pleas is one of the reasons the New York Civil Liberties Union is suing the state for failing to provide effective counsel to indigent defendants. The organization says caseload limits are a good start, but they only apply to the city, and the rest of the state's public defenders are overloaded too. Meanwhile, Mayor Bloomberg plans to cut city funding to public defenders by 13% starting July 1st. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.